who was tormenting a kitten, word for word, his father's tone of voice, everything. It is not the act of a man or a prince to abuse helpless things, nor the justice of kings to give pain when it can be avoided. It sounded funny enough from that little mouth, and yet... It sounds as if he would have been a good ruler, put in Pox, if nothing had happened.
I believe so, Sire Calvary nodded. We had no doubts of it. Falkyrie and his wife were mature. The boy showed every sign of ability. He did what normal boys do, mischief and all, but there was no meanness in him. And brought up to it, with good examples and good sense, there was no reason for him to go wrong.
Look at his sister, the young queen, said Hamarin. She did well, even without her mother, with her father dying early and all that, the same blood, brave, generous, intelligent. I can't believe, whatever has happened, that if Falky lives, he is completely unfit to rule. Sire Holverek took another sip of his drink. The gods know people change. But he had such promise. How could it all be lost without killing him? Pox thought she knew, but hoped it was not true. They had no need to know. She pushed her memories down below the surface. It hurt her to think of a child enduring anything like she had endured, a child living on with a hopelessness she had suffered for less than a year. What was his name? She asked, distracting herself.
The prince, the same as his father. We called him Falky. His parents had their own pet name for him, of course. His other names, let's see. Amrothlin, I just realized. That's for his mother's brother. Artphelan, for an uncle, wasn't it? Falkyrie's mother's brother? And something else. We'll have to look it up, it's too far back for me.
Sire Hamarin shook his head. How many names do princes have? Asked Pox.
Oh, it depends. Usually four or five. You want to please all the families, you know, but the names won't help. Every Falkian family has a Falkyrie or two. It's one of the commonest names in Leonia. Artphelan, I have a son named that, a grandson and a nephew. Besides, the elves said he doesn't remember his name, and we don't know what name he's using.
So, she began again to organize her thoughts. You say he would be about 50 years old, with red or yellow hair.
I expect reddish, said Sire Holverek. His was still reddish when he disappeared, and his father's had darkened.
Tall, you think? And what color eyes? This began another argument. Pox found it hard to believe that no one had noticed the color of his eyes, until she realized that she couldn't name the color of her own brother's eyes either. Finally, they agreed that they weren't green, gold, or dark. Blue or gray or something in between. But this left almost nothing to go on. A tallish man of late middle age, with reddish hair and blue or gray eyes, unless his hair had turned gray already, or he'd gone bald. Pox had trouble imagining a bald prince, but after all, he was old enough to be her father. According to the elves, he had been someone's servant once. She assumed that meant in the Eight Kingdoms, but it might not. He might be a woodchopper somewhere. Pox thought of Mal in Brewer's Bridge, but of course he was too young, or a farmer. He might be a merchant, a craftsman, almost anything. Pox thought of the number of red-haired men she'd seen in the north and felt depressed. Not only that, he might have gone to Arrhenius, or across the ocean. She found she was making circles on the table with one finger. Everyone had fallen silent. She could tell by the glum faces that they, too, had realized the size of her task. Unless the elves change their minds, said Sire Holverek, I don't see how you can hope to find him.